We're in Jagannath Puri, Nilachala. And all so many wonderful devotees are coming to meet Lord Chaitanya. It's a cavalcade of stars, as they say. It's an all star-studded lineup of some of the greatest devotees in the last 500 years. And one by one, meeting Lord Chaitanya to engage in pastimes with the Lord, with Lord Chaitanya, and also to celebrate Lord Jagannath. The Virathi Yatra. Actually, I rather like it, I'm sorry. Because my favorite lectures of my Gurudev were 1966 in New York. In the summer, July. ISKCON started July 14th, 1966, 2nd Avenue, New York City. In New York City, there's 104 streets going this way. 59th Street goes 104 streets this way. And there's eight avenues. So it's a very designed city, actually, New York City, although it's a little overcrowded. But it was designed because it's a long place. There's 108 cross street. It's like a peninsula. So there's streets going this way, latitude. There's 103rd, 104 streets. Then the lengthwise, there's long streets. First Avenue goes from one end to the other. So it's little crisscrosses, and then, because it's narrow. So 100 this way, and seven long ones. So Second Avenue, if you want to go from the Bronx, I know New York. If you want to go from one tip of New York to the other tip, you go on Avenue 1, First Avenue. So it's the main drag. Second Avenue. So that's where Prabhupada preached in 1966. That was his and it was hot, it was muggy, it was humid, very hot and smoggy. So Prabhupada had the door wide open. And you hear all the trucks going by, bum, 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 and the cars. You ever heard? I don't know if you ever heard. 1966. And kids were out on the sidewalk playing, they're yelling like banshees. And then Prabhupada said, they're disturbing. And then you hear some voices in the back of the temple room, Prabhupada, they're disturbing Prabhupada. Hey, kids, shut up. And you hear outside of the sidewalk, you hear Brahmananda saying, hey, shut up. Like, you're disturbing the Swami. And then they quiet for about a minute, and then he comes back in and they go, Shali Lena Lekaka, Pandit Bhagavan, Janar Dehi Krishna Hai Yachile Adishtan. Gopinatha Pandit Ara, Shigarva Pandit, Shali Lena Dui Krishna, Vigraha Nishchita. Bhagavan Pandit, the writer in whose body Lord Krishna appeared, also came. Gopinath Pandit and Shigarva Pandit, who were both certainly forms of Krishna, also came. Krishna Vigraha Nishchita. So these are two Pandit Brahmins who are always glorifying the Lord. So that whether the Lord's there or his glories are there, it's the same. If I'm speaking about the glories of Krishna, then what happens if I'm telling you about Krishna's, the glories of his name, his form, his qualities, what will manifest in your consciousness is the Vigraha, the form, the Srimurti of the Lord, by that Shabda. Because everything is created by Shabda. This is Shabda Brahman, spiritual sound. This entire universe comes into being and created and maintained by sound vibration. You think about it, it's sound vibration which is maintaining everything. How do you maintain a family unless there's sound vibration? There's continual dialogue and communication and planning. It's all the meaning of a sound. Imagine if every husband was deaf and dumb and every wife was deaf and dumb. How would things go on without communication? Without communication, there's nothing. So what communication is the element of sound. So sound is actually creating the world. Sound is maintaining the world. Sound destroys the world. And sound destroys and spiritual sound destroys our material world and creates the spiritual world within us. So these devotees, it says it's Gopinath Pandit and Shigarva Pandit. Of course, they were pandits. Most of Mahaprabhu's associates, practically invariably, they're all Brahmins. There's a few kayasthas, and some business people, saints and businessmen. But most all of them are Brahmins, you'll see, if you look one by one by one. They're all Brahmins from birth, and many of them are acharyas or pandits, scholars, because he was a pandit, Nimai Pandit, child genius. At the age of 8 years old, he defeated Kashmiri Pandit. Kashmiri Pandit was the greatest pandit of East India, Northeast India. He came from Kashmir down to Navadvip, and he went to Gujarat also. He was quite a famous pandit in the 15th century. It's in history also. He went to Benares, His name was Keshav, Pandit Keshav. Keshav, he's called Kashmiri because he's from Kashmir. It's Keshav Pandit. So he defeated him. So now these people are coming and they're being glorified by the Vrindavandas Thakur as Dui Krishna Vigraha Nishchitta. That Krishna's, the form of Krishna, they were verily another form of Krishna. Because their own existence became so much submerged and one, tadatmika, with Krishna's nam, rup, guna, and lila, that they were full representatives of Krishna. And this is the true pundit. The pundit is someone who's, the Vaishnava pundit at least, is someone who's so absorbed in Krishna, wherever he goes, have you ever heard this term? Wherever an advanced devotee goes, he reminds people of Krishna. And sometimes if people see an advanced devotee, they just look at him and say, Hare Krishna. You know, just his presence evokes God consciousness. He's just somewhere and people, or his radiance is such, and if he has Vaishnava Tilak, the radiance and his prabhav is such that people come up to him and say, oh, you're some kind of devotee or something, I see this mark. They're attracted. So that's why Vrindavanas Thakur is saying that they're carrying Krishna and they're like the forms of Krishna. Chalilena, Vanamali Pandit Mangala, Ye Dekila Suvarnera Sri Hala Mushala. The auspicious Vanamali Pandit also came. He saw a golden plow, club and a plow in the Lord's hands. So Vanamali Pandit, when he came to see Nityananda and Gauranga in Puri, he saw what others can't see. He saw Nityananda's Balaram, Haladara, Keshavadrita, Haladarupa, Jai Jagadishari. He saw, oh, I know who you are. Just like when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he realized the identity of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya showed him that he's Sadbhuj. Then there's the pastime of Srivas Thakur. He says, Lord Chaitanya, you're trying to hide your identity. You're trying to hide your identity as a sannyasi. But I know that you're Vamshidhari, that you're Pleidavansura, you're actually Shyamasundara Krishna. You can't hide. And then Lord Chaitanya, he said, No, don't say this. I'm not Krishna. I'm not Vrindavan Krishna. I'm not Bhagavan. And Krishna is trying to keep him quiet. And then Srivas Thakur said, yes, you try to hide your identity, but that's like trying to put your hands up to hide the sun. Srivas Thakur said, oh, see, the sun's not there. Can you block the sun? Can you block the sun rays by putting your two palms up in the sky? Impossible. So can you deny the fact or hide the... Can you deny or hide the fact that you're Krishna, that you're Bhagavan Sri Krishna, just by saying, no, I'm sannyasi. I'm a sannyasi. You know, that... And you're externally in this sannyas ashram with danda, ek danda, and shaved head and saffron. But we know who you are. You can't fool us. So you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So when Vanamali, because I believe Vanamali Pandit is also one of the Dwadasa Gopals. There's, maybe I'm wrong, but there's 12 devotees in Gaura Lila that are actually coward boys. And Krishna, Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit is in Gaura Lila, and in Krishna Lila, he's Sridham, I believe. Sridham Sakha, Gauridas, Radharani's brother. So then he saw in a club and a plow in Lord's hands, Mushala, Srihala Mushala. So that Mushala is that special kind of club that Balaram carries. Jagadisha Pandit, Haranya Bhagavat, Harishi Chali Dui Krishna Rasi Mata. Sri Jagadish Pandit and Haranya Bhagavat, who were both intoxicated in the mellows of love for Krishna, they also joyfully came. Krishna Rasi Mata. Krishna Ras Mata. They were crazy about Krishna. Intoxicated. Mata. And then there's the pastime about this Jagadish Pandit with Nimai Pandit. You may remember that's in we haven't gotten that part. Adikanda. It says, Purve Shishu Rupe Prabhu Ye Durira Ghare Navedya Kaila Ani Sri Hari Vasare. And Nimai Pandit, when he was a child, he went to Jagadish Pandit's house and he ate the grains that they had offered in their house to Krishna on one Ekadasi. So he was he's a child, he wasn't 8 years old, Nimai. So he went there and he said, I want the grains from your Thakurji. So then they fed him. There was some other part of the Leela too, I forget, but anyway, can't remember. Chali Lena Budimanta Khan Mahashaya Ajanma Chaitanya Agya Janhara Vishaya. Budimanta Khan, who from the time of his birth carried out the order of Lord Chaitanya, also came. Budimanta Khan, he also arranged, he financed the wedding of Lord Chaitanya. It's in Madhyakanda. And Lord Chaitanya married Vishnupriya, or I think it was Vishnupriya. At that time, the Budimanta Khan, he was very happy about that, and he financed the whole thing. He's a very wealthy person. Harishe Chalila Sri Acharya Purandar Bap Bali Andra Dake Sri Gora Sundara. Acharya Purandara also happily came, and Sri Gaurasundara addressed him as father, also as father. Shalilena Sri Raghava Pandit Udhar Gupte Yandre Gaure Haila Chaitanya Vihar. The magnanimous Raghava Pandit, in whose house Lord Chaitanya secretly performed many pastimes, also came. The reason I say secretly, because it says there's three or four places where Lord Chaitanya always appears, visibly or invisibly. And Raghava Pandit, I think in Raghava Pandit's house, whenever he cooks, whenever Damayanti, his sister, Raghava Pandit, they're two Brahmins and a Brahmani, brother and sister, when they cook and offer to the Lord, then Lord Chaitanya comes and eats the offering directly. And also in the house of Mother Sachimata. Whenever Sachimata, his mother, cooks, and there's pastimes where he was in Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, and she was missing him. Oh, I wish he was here. This is his favorite shak. This is the season for this Brahmi shak. And my Nimai likes his Brahmi shak. Vishwambar likes too much. And if he was here, he would relish it so much. Anyway, I offer it to my Vishnu deity in their temple room. But after I'd offered it, before when he was here, I'd directly give Nimai this Mahaprasad shock, but he's not here. What to do? And then all of a sudden she's sitting there because she's meditating, because that's part of an offering, is you put the tulsi and purify the articles and ring the bell, chant mantras. Then you're supposed to meditate that this is a particular time of the day and Krishna's honoring this prasadam in Radhakund or in Kamyavan or in Nandagram or whatever time you're making offering, and day or night. And you're thinking like that, meditating, and maybe singing some bhajan about Bogarti, and then you're singing and meditating on those scenes of the coward boys sitting in lines, eating together, and Madhumangal making jokes and sounds, and meditating. So Sachimata was meditating also, that I'm feeding my Lord, my Nimai, my child, and he's eating this Mahaprasad. Then she saw him, he was right there, and he was eating from her hand. And she said, how is this? How is he coming? He was eating. And then she opened her eyes. Oh no, this must have been some spurti or like a dream. I entered some dream state. Once Lord Chaitanya sent, I believe, Damodara Pandit, he once kind of got a little overly critical of Lord Chaitanya. So then Lord Chaitanya said, maybe you should take a walk. You know? You shouldn't get too close to the guru, shouldn't get too far. So Damodara Pandit got a little too close to Lord Gauranga. So then Lord Gauranga told him to basically get lost. But in order to give him something to do, he engaged him in seva. Krishna does many things with one activity. So he wanted to remove Damodara Pandit from the immediate area because he was becoming a little offensive, slightly, and it could become dangerous for his own spiritual life or spiritual position. And he also wanted to illustrate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the example of Damodara Pandit. He wanted to illustrate how that an offender should be distanced. You should keep distance from an offender. So in this case, he was challenging the position of Gauranga about his behavior or activities, which is certainly not his purview of area. Just like challenging the guru or whatever, it's not good. It's dangerous. What to speak of Bhagavan. So then Bhagavan made an arrangement. Oh, Damodar, I think there's some very important service. You should go to Mother Sachi and take some Jagannath Mahaprasad and tell her all about the news of me, because she hasn't heard about me in a long time. Tell her about my news, and also tell her that every day I'm coming in the afternoon. I am eating those offerings, and I did come 2 days. I came last week, and I ate that shak, that Brahmi shak that she made specially for me. And it wasn't a dream or a spurti or imagination. I really was there, and I was eating it. So she should rest assured that I am coming from Jagannath Puri all the way to Navadvip to take her love offerings every day. That will make her feel very good and will pacify her deep separation from me. So Damodar Pandit was detained to do that, or sent to do that. So this is the Raghava Pandit. So then Lord Chaitanya appears in Sashi's house, and where's the third place? There's four places where Lord Chaitanya makes his prakat, and the third place is in Shiva Sangam and the Nitya Leela Kirtan. And the fourth place is wherever the pure name is being chanted. So Nityananda, wherever Nityananda is dancing, and Nityananda will dance wherever the pure name is being chanted, because he's the distributor of the pure name and the Nam Hat. So if someone purchases that name from him and starts chanting purely, then Lord Nityananda will come and dance. And because then Nityananda, he's making everyone dance and chant the pure name as his service to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked him to preach, and the preaching is to distribute the name. So then Lord Chaitanya will come, let me see, I want to see the results of your preaching. It's like the guru wants to hear the results of the preaching. Okay, you want preaching, how many people came, how many books distributed? Prabhupada used to measure the preaching success in three ways. You know the three ways? How do you measure the success of preaching? One point is that if you go and preach, and in your preaching engagement, you distribute prasad. Maharaj, I went and preached, and they gave me so much prasad. They gave me kilos of sweets, and they fed me a big feast, and it was really nice. Acha. Did you distribute any? No, I mean, charity begins at home. Charity begins at home. So one measure of preaching success is that distribute prasadam as much as possible. We distributed 10,000 plates of prasadam, or 1,000 plates, or 100 or 50 or whatever. So that's one measurement of success in preaching. What else? How many people you engage in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? That's nice. And then third, how many people paid some money and gave some... Well, I would say rather, how many people gave don, really? It's like to make it more... Because when one goes to preach, and he's acting as a Brahmin. And, of course, people in Kali Yuga, they don't understand how to reciprocate with Brahmins. To reciprocate with Brahmins, you're supposed to give food, and you're supposed to give money and cloth and so many things. But Prabhupada measured this as our success, because generally the Brahmins were doing the preaching. At least the Brahmins were. Of course, we all were, but... The sannyasis, so that when people give donation, of course we give books. If they give money, then we give books. So he used to measure like that. How many books did you distribute? And there's a classic story you must be knowing. Oh, Prabhupada, I went out preaching today. This one sannyasi came and he said, I went to this university, I gave a class in this philosophy department. I spoke to 250 students in the philosophy department in the University of Delhi. So I went there and I gave a lecture. And I preached for 2 or 3 hours. People asked so many questions. And Prabhupada said, yeah, it's very nice. You sell any books? No. Did anyone chant Hare Krishna? No. Did anyone take prasad? No. And Prabhupada said, what will your... He was just saying that he preached for 2 hours. So many questions, so many interested people. And Prabhupada said, what will your five-minute lecture do? He didn't even say lecture. What will your five-minute talk do? Better they take a book. So because I was the temple president... And it's like history repeats itself. I remember one devotee, Jagadish Das, and he he went out and distributed books, and he would come back, and he'd come back, and I said, how many books did you do? He said, I did one book. I said, one book? You're out all day? He said, no, but I met this really nice guy, and I was preaching to him for hours, and he asked so many questions. I said, okay, great. Well, what about the hundreds of people that went by? You could have, and everybody else is doing 30, 40 books, and he was doing one, but meeting lots of great people, which none of them ever joined the temple. I never saw any of them. So sometimes we preach one-on-one, but there should be some tangible results. So this is the idea. So Lord Chaitanya secretly performed many pastimes in his home, because when Raghava Pandit was cooking, then he would see Lord Chaitanya come and take the offerings. Or maybe his mother-in-law or his father or whoever wouldn't see. So secretly. And that's the same experience, that the devotees cook in a pure-hearted way. They often see their own Thakurjis. They play games with them, or they do different things. And when someone is worshipping a personal form of the deity, Shalagram or Giriraj or Radhakrishna, Gornitai, Jagannath, and they're regularly making offerings, they often see how the Lord secretly performs pastimes with them. It's a secret because it's not clearly obvious. You could say it's coincidence, but as you worship a deity longer and longer, you're actually worshiping Krishna, the person. Then it becomes more and more intimate. Then he starts becoming more playful and prankster type. And then you say, how did this happen? How that happened? This happened? Many things everyone must be knowing. So in our own way, any great devotee, or let's say any serious devotee who has a deity, of course this is Sakshat Lord Chaitanya coming there and eating, and he told the same thing himself. So Raghava Pandit is such an exalted devotee. Oh yeah, Damodar Pandit is coming up. After seeing Mother Sachi, Damodar Pandit returned to Nilachala. So why this is going on, he was still, while we were just talking about him, he was still in Nilachala yet. I mean, he was still in Navadvipa. And these are all devotees that are arriving in Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. So tomorrow we'll hear about more of those devotees.